News release. Nova Scotia Public Health. Nova Scotia Health Public Health is advising of potential exposure to COVID-19 at locations in Central Zone, on King's Transit and Halifax Transit routes, and four flights. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 and we go about our daily activities, there are changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We are no longer issuing exposures based on risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We are issuing COVID-19 precaution notifications and COVID-19 exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. You can find this information in this table. COVID-19 precaution notification. There has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. If you were present at the following locations, or a passenger on the following transit bus routes on the named dates and times for at least 15 minutes, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 precaution notification based on your vaccination status. The Keg Steakhouse Plus Bar, Dartmouth Crossing, 11 Fine Lane, Dartmouth, on October 19 between 5:45 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus at this location on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 2. Randy's Pizza, 2380 Agricola Street, Halifax, on October 18 between 11:45 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. October 19 between 11:45 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. October 20 between 11:45 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. October 21 between 11:45 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus at this location on these dates may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 4. Tim Hortons, 106 Ilsley Avenue, Dartmouth, on October 19 between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. October 20 between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. October 21 between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus at this location on these dates may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 4. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 12 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 26. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 12 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 26. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 13 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 27. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 13 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 27. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 14 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 28. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 14 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 28. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 15 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 29. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 15 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 29. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 16 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 30. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 19 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 2. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 19 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 2. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook on October 20 between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 3. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville on October 20 between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 3. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook yesterday between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus yesterday may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 4. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville yesterday between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus yesterday may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 4. King's Transit Route No. 2W, Coldbrook, which ran from Wolfville to Coldbrook today between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus today may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 5. King's Transit Route No. 1E, Greenwood to Wolfville, which ran from Greenwood to Wolfville today between 12:30 p.m. and 1:15 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus today may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 5. Halifax Transit Route No. 001, Spring Garden, which ran from the Bridge Terminal to Mumford Terminal on October 20 between 8:30 a.m. and 9 o'clock a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 3. Halifax Transit Route No. 09A, Greystone, which ran from Upper Water Street Terminal to Herring Cove on October 20 between 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 3. Halifax Transit Route No. 014, Leblen, which ran from Juniper Crescent to Scotia Square on October 20 between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 3. COVID exposure notification. The public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. If you were on the following flights in the specified rows and seats on the named dates and times, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 exposure notification based on your vaccination status. Air Canada 604 traveling on October 14 from Toronto, 7:55 a.m., to Halifax, 10:55 a.m. Passengers in rows 1 to 12, seats C, D, E and F. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, October 28. Air Canada 668 traveling on October 18 from Montreal, 8:20 p.m., to Halifax, 10:46 p.m. Passengers in rows 15 to 21, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 1. Air Canada 7588 traveling on October 18 from Toronto, 9:14 p.m., to Sydney, 12:41 a.m. on October 19. Passengers in rows 18 to 24, seats C, D and F. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 2. Air Canada 612 traveling on October 20 from Toronto, 4:55 p.m., to Halifax, 7:55 p.m. Passengers in rows 13 to 19, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on this date may develop symptoms up to, and including, November 4. For those who require testing, book your COVID-19 test here or call 811 if you don't have online access or have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter in which testing was recommended. Please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. Anyone traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. If you are not fully vaccinated, please click here or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is in no way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available at novascotia.ca/coronavirus.